thank you for joining me with Bill Allman, the president of the Adhesive and Sealant Council, for our Bonding with ASI podcast. Bill, thank you. Hello.
Hello, and thank you for having me, Susan.
Well, sure. It's great to talk to you, as always. I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit. Everyone's super excited about the World Adhesive and Sealant Conference, which is coming up in April in Chicago. And I wanted to see what you guys have going on. I'm sure it's going to be a great event.
It is, Susan. In fact, it's certainly one of our top priorities for 2020 as an association, but really for the industry as well. We really have been working on this conference since 2016, since the conclusion of the last World Adhesive and Sealant Conference in Tokyo, where we announced the location and the dates of the conference. So we are very excited about it. We are really far in advance into the scheduling and the keynotes and the expo aspect of it and the networking. So it really is going to be a conference that the industry cannot afford to miss next year.
Yeah, I saw the your preliminary program was sent out a little while back, and the keynotes look like they're going to be really great. You've got Henkel represented, 3M, H.B. Fuller. It sounds like
Bostik.
Yeah, yeah. Bostik, right. It sounds like it's going to be great.
Yeah, thank you. It was important to us to make sure that we, among our keynotes, invite really the top companies in our industry in North America, but also globally, since we have a global audience that will be coming together in Chicago. Certainly there's others that we could have invited, but really we feel very strongly about the keynotes, all of our speakers, and you know, the 90 plus speakers that we have throughout the 2.5 days that we'll be presenting at the conference. We really wanted to have a strong program, and we feel very confident that we have different types of companies represented on the speaking on our speakers list, and talking on a variety of issues. We have 16 different session tracks featuring just a variety of topics, from adhesive developments, hot topics like circular economy that's very relevant across the globe, particularly in Europe, but it's getting more and more action here in the U.S. Notably, regulatory challenges, which all of us are feeling across the world, and coming together to share our experiences and our solutions. I think particularly next year, where we may be facing some economic pressures, particularly in Europe, it'll be a very good time for the global adhesive and sealant industry to come together, speak with one another, learn from one another to stay ahead of what may be coming down the pike for the global industry.
That sounds wonderful, but it's not going to be just all work and no play in Chicago, right? I mean, we are going to be in Chicago. There's going to be plenty
That's
of
right.
fun things to do, lots of networking opportunities.
That's right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we were designing the program, we of course the speaker program was a big focus, but we also in order to make this conference successful, there had to be opportunities for attendees to network with one another, not just learn from one another, but collaborate and network. So we have multiple opportunities for attendees in Chicago to do that. I think our marquee event will be the opening reception and dinner at Chicago's Shedd Aquarium, which we've completely rented out for the evening. And it's going to be a very nice setting for attendees to come together, reunite with players in the industry that perhaps attendees haven't seen in a while, but also importantly to meet new contacts and walk away from the conference with a lot of new relationships that will be built and coming out of WAC 2020. So networking at the opening reception and dinner. We'll have a big gala dinner as well to close things out. where we'll have entertainment for attendees. There'll be receptions and lunches and breakfasts each day. So really, will be a good a good opportunity for attendees to network and collaborate.
Yeah, it's an absolutely gorgeous venue. That'll be really one to remember for a while, I have a feeling.
Yes, yes.
So when we were at the Executive Leadership Conference back in October, I know the ASC had basically just announced a white paper that you folks had done based focusing on electric vehicles and adhesives and sealants use in that really kind of exploding application. Can you talk about that a little bit? Where did the idea for that come from, and how did you all get it put together?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, ASC was developed, was formed over 60 years ago with the focus of growing our, growing our industry in the U.S. And growing the market for our members' products. And so our growth initiative that you referenced on automotive has always been a major focus of our organization. So about 4 years ago, we, as an organization, as a board of directors, strategically we studied all the markets where our members are selling their products into here in North America, and we felt strongly that automotive was an area where we could influence the adoption and the acceleration of our products into that key market, knowing that it was growing here in North America, but also globally. So we partnered with a task group of ASC's members and developed several white papers on ways in which downstream engineers within the automotive sector could utilize adhesive and sealants in the design and the production of automobiles, particularly for lightweighting of vehicles, to meet government standards. Consumers are also demanding more fuel-efficient vehicles. So we saw a role for the organization to play together with our members to identify opportunities for automobile engineers to better utilize adhesive and sealants in their design and production.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And the white paper is free for ASC members?
It is. Yep. It's absolutely free. It's available on adhesives.org, which is an ASC website that is designed for end users, particularly no matter what market the end users may be in. There's a variety of different markets that are highlighted on adhesives.org. But yeah, this white paper and others that we've developed within transportation are available for free on that website.
Lots of great information. So you mentioned you've been planning for WAC since 2016, but come April, it'll be done. So then what are you going to do for the rest of the year? What other activities are you guys working on for us for 2020?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I mentioned the automotive growth initiative that we've been doing, but also recently our board approved a second growth initiative focused on building and construction market, where we will be working like we did with a sector of our membership that has products into the transportation market. We'll be working with a subset of our members who have products in the building and construction market to identify ways for us to accelerate the adoption of adhesive and sealants in that particular market. And so right now and in 2020, we'll be studying specifically where within the building and construction market we should be focusing our resources. Is it in vertical walls? Is it in roofing? Where is it where ASC and our members can influence the adoption of adhesive and sealants more so than they are now within that particular market? So that'll be a big focus for us coming out of the Chicago World Adhesive and Sealant Conference. Mm-hmm. Another area, Susan, is our long-range plan. We'll be focusing on designing our next 3-year long-range plan in 2020 together with our members. We are currently entering the second of a three-year strategic plan right now, and it will be wrapped up in 2020, where we launched 11 new initiatives for the membership. And so next year we'll be planning what the next 3 years will look like. Where will we focus our resources after 2020 for the following 3 years?
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. Bill, thank you again so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Always good to talk to you, Susan. And I look forward to seeing you and all of your colleagues at ASI and all of our members in our international industry in Chicago in April.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. We'll see you then.